Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, it's working again.
Back in crystal clear quality.
That's what we need for a Monday morning. How's the garage door?
I don't know why you seem to revel in other people's misery.
I'm not,
frankly.
And it's just there but for the grace of God, really.
I had a brief problem with the garage door in that I pressed the button, or someone pressed the button on my key fob, which opens the boot, and then when I went to press the electric garage door, the boot and the garage door are all jammed together, and now it's not working. But apparently, there's some sort of emergency release that you can use in a garage, so I managed to get the car out. That's the good news.
We all need emergency release in the current times.
I think you're getting into something else there, aren't you?
Well, that's all right. I mean, I managed to snap the head off my daughter's one wood the other day.
Her driver, you mean?
Yeah, yeah.
One wood. You well, really, you know. You're old school, aren't you?
I am, but I managed
with your swing,
to snap
no
the
good.
Head off it anyway.
Oh, that didn't make you very popular.
Well, the club's just about fitting the boots sideways, but on this occasion I couldn't quite get them in, so I pushed a little bit harder.
I know, you were in a mood, you didn't want to do it, you jammed it in, you were meeting friends out in the park for your cider drinking competition. You had no time for your daughter and her golfing exploits, and I can imagine how that all played out.
I was taking it to a lesson, actually. Actually, as it goes.
Oh, okay, that's nice. Good.
So it's going to be a very expensive trip to the golf repair shop if it's repairable.
Quite right.
Otherwise, I have to get a new one. Mm. Out of my own pocket, of course. Right, okay, markets. Wishy-washy last week, wasn't it, really? We had a negative session on Wall Street on Friday. Pretty grim resale sales numbers and employment data, sir.
Yeah, investors, I think, spent much of last week actually assessing the prospects for the new administration in the United States, as opposed to considering the implications of an historic second impeachment of the outgoing president. As you say, economic data was a little bit mixed in the United States, as you expect, during the course of this challenging time. Equities, as we know, have been struggling a little bit for direction against a backdrop of stocks near record highs, elevated valuations, and the imposition of ever tighter restrictions to contain the new highly contagious variants of coronavirus. However, expectations that governments will continue to support activity has been fueling optimism that the recovery will indeed be robust once virus disruption starts to abate, and corporate profit growth will help to justify the rally. Market performance today on Wall Street is back from record highs. S&P was down 1.5%. That's actually its biggest weekly decline since the end of October. In Europe, stocks were also in negative territory, in fact, registering their first weekly drop in 5. Equities retreated from the 11-month highs earlier in the week, cyclical stocks coming under pressure. Stock 600 only down 0.8%. Last week, US bond yields eased back from recent highs. Strong demand at a sale on Wednesday. Fed officials pushing back on fears the central bank is getting ready to taper purchases. We are looking at a weaker start on the European bourses this morning. Currently calling FTSE down 14 points, DAX over in Frankfurt down 44 points, CAC 40 in Paris off 18 points. To remind you, US markets closed for Martin Luther King Day.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see that yield curve over the next few days, because there are those who still maintain that stocks are way overvalued.
Yeah, there's a real debate around taking place there, of course, given that you've got US stocks, S&P 500, trading on a 20 times multiple, so significantly higher than, of course, the 10-year average, and investors continuing to question whether that is justified. Is it realistic that corporate profitability growth will not only be robust during the course of this year, but continue to show strength as we go through 2022? In terms of the yield curve, of course, lots of investors watching to see what happens when the Biden administration announcing a huge stimulus program during the course of last week, $1.9 trillion worth, perhaps more to come in terms of infrastructure investment in the second half of the year. Does that stoke the so-called reflation trade, pushing up inflation expectations and therefore investors demanding higher yields?
Yeah, and well, it depends if Biden can get all of that stimulus package through Congress, because there's still some widespread opposition from Republicans. And also, how do you think the market will react to this widespread violence ahead of the inauguration on Wednesday?
Markets put the violence in the US Capitol sort of to one side. Originally, this strict lockdown around Washington, as we've been seeing, quite incredible, the amount of troops on US streets in order to make sure that this process can take place. In some ways, you could argue it's helped a little bit by COVID-19, because there won't be the hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people that you'd normally expect for inauguration taking place. So perhaps that makes that whole process perhaps a little bit easier. I say, I think investors mostly focusing on what we can expect from the Trump administration in terms of policy objectives. Some of the measures that he outlined, of course, are significant. The new stimulus plan aims to control the virus, boost consumption, provide support for low-paid workers, small businesses, and state services. They say there is a question over implementation. Certain provisions could be achieved through using the budget reconciliation process if required. Legislation that affects spending, revenue, the debt ceiling, remember, requires a 60-vote majority in the Senate, therefore could be watered down. But the expectation is the measures will help to stabilize economic conditions and bridge that gap between the pandemic and the vaccine, but of course does have implications for the fiscal deficit, which will be substantially higher as a result of the measures outlined.
Now, they say China will become the world's most powerful economy by 2028, and they're getting a head start on everybody else. Fourth quarter growth 6.5%.
Yeah, stronger than anticipated, driven by industrial output. Full-year growth came at 2.3%. It's actually the weakest that we've seen in four decades. Certainly better than everyone else is doing. China, the only major region likely to register growth during the course of this year. In terms of breakdown of figures, industrial output rose 7.3% in Q4. It was up 2.8% for 2020. Quite incredible when you think about the challenges that have taken place during the course of last year. Retail sales did slow a little bit in the December to 4.6%, but only down from 5% in November. 2020 retail sales shrank 3.9%. No surprise, led by that 17% drop in catering and restaurants. Fixed investment, this is investment into things like infrastructure and property, it's up 2.9% compared to what we saw in 2019. And I think the Chinese economy is certainly looking in good shape as you look through the rest of this year. You've got strong export demand, robust factory output, rising domestic retail sales, steady fixed asset investments we've been talking about, all of which implies a growth rate somewhere around about 8.4% during the course of this year. There are, of course, risks to watch out for. Can they continue to contain COVID? What's going to happen in terms of US-China policy? And, of course, will they be able to maintain their own domestic policy support?
And Eurostar in big trouble, Henk, and asking for a government handout.
Well, they've had a really tough time, like many of the travel operators. Train operator that runs services through the Channel Tunnel has called for the UK government to bail out the company following a collapse in travel between Britain and the continent. The company is controlled by, I think, French State Railway, SNCF, but saying they are at risk of bankruptcy following the 95% drop in travel since March. It's been running just two return services a day and has warned that it could run out of cash by the time that we get to this summer. So lots of pressures we know on some of those stocks. They've already pumped in somewhere around 200 million euros to try and keep it afloat, but certainly money running tight at the company.
Okay, foreign exchanges, please.
Got the pound against dollar coming in at 135.5. Euro dollar coming in at 120. Can you get 1 euro 12 cents for your British pound this morning?
Can you fix the garage door then or not?
No, I'm going to have to bring in specialists, unfortunately.
Oh, dear. Oh, well, on your salary, you can afford it.
First world problems.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good day.
Henk Potts from Barclays.